Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. If this cold weather has you wanting to get flowers and seeds started, you may want to get some seeds purchased or headed your way. Starting seeds and plants indoors this time of year is a great way to get thinking ahead to spring. Whether you're looking to plant flowers or vegetables, both can be started indoors ahead of time. Keep in mind there may be a variety of timelines for when you want to start your flower and vegetable seeds indoors, as the growth rate of seedlings as well as the outdoor planting date will determine when to sow seeds indoors. If you're ordering from a catalog, make sure you read the description to see how long the seedlings should be started indoors before transplanting outdoors, and also to see when they are recommended to be transplanted outdoors, and then just do a quick calculation back so you know approximately when you should be transplanting. Here in southwest Iowa, your average last frost date is around May 15th, so you don't want to move sensitive crops and small seedlings outdoors much before that date because they do risk the damage of a late frost potential kill or cold weather that may stunt their growth. So if you're planning to move them to an unprotected garden area, keep that in mind when you're calculating back. For a few common flower and vegetable plants, here's a general idea of the time it will take to grow between sowing and planting outdoors. If you're planning on starting geraniums, you'll need about 10 to 12 weeks from the time the seeds go in the pot indoors until they're ready to transplant outdoors. It's about 8 to 10 weeks for petunias and impatiens, and as little as 6 to 8 weeks if you're planning on planting marigolds or peppers and eggplants, 5 to 7 weeks if you're planning on starting tomatoes, cabbage, broccoli, or cauliflower, and as little as 3 to 4 weeks if you're planning on starting cucumbers, watermelon, muskmelon, or squash. If you've tried starting seeds indoors before and they germinated poorly, or if it's your first time starting seeds indoors, keep in mind there's a few best practices you can follow to make sure you get a good germination rate or a good amount of the seeds that go in the soil come up and produce plants. First of all, proper planting is very important. You want to make sure seeds are planted to the proper depth that is listed on the package. Sometimes that's as little as 1/8 of an inch deep, so be sure to read those packages carefully. You also want to keep them evenly moist and keep them consistently warm. You don't want them hot, and you definitely don't want them to get too cool. Fine seeds and seeds which require light for germination may even need to be sown on the surface of the soil or other germination medium, and then lightly pressed in. They don't even actually need to be covered with soil. You want to cover medium and large seeds in general with additional potting mix to a depth 1 to 2 times a seed's diameter. So for instance, if you're planting a sunflower seed, those are generally pretty large, so you could plant those deeper than if you're planting a teeny tiny carrot seed, which may need to go just barely below the soil's surface. Uniform moisture levels are also required for optimum seed germination. To maintain uniform moisture levels, you can place clear plastic food wrap over the containers or do something else to keep that moisture in the container. You can also cover flats with clear plastic domes and then remove this covering as soon as germination occurs. Whatever you put over the top, make sure it is clear so light can penetrate. As far as heat, keep in mind that most seeds germinate best when the temperature is between 70 and 75 degrees Fahrenheit and doesn't fluctuate much. Place containers in a warm location in the house, something like on top of a radiator or near a heat register. This will usually provide suitable germination temperatures. However, in cool environments, you may need an electric heating cable or mat to keep that heat consistent as you're getting those plants started. And again, most of that basic information on planting depth, time to germination, and date to plant outdoors can be found on the packet of seeds as you purchase those. Also want to remind folks that we have a couple winter adventure day camps coming up in conjunction with the Cass County Conservation Board. Our winter adventure day camps are going to be a little bit different this year. We are going to be completely outdoors, so we encourage our youth to wear proper winter clothing. Winter Adventure Day Camp is for youth in 3rd through 5th grade and will be held on no school days in schools around Cass County. Youth in 3rd through 5th grade will learn about snowshoeing, geocaching, winter camping, and first aid. There is no charge to attend this camp, but pre-registration is required. You can find more information on the flyers that should have gone home from through school, or you can also find more information on the Cass County Extension website or in our 4-H newsletter. The two dates that we have coming up in the near future. Our deadline for our Anita camp has passed already, but we do have one coming up on Thursday, February 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the Community Center in Atlantic. And we have one coming up on Friday, February 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. And again, those should be no school days for either the Atlantic or Griswold school districts. If you would like to learn more and get signed up for those camps, you can find that information on our website or give us a call. If you'd like more information about starting seeds or any other winter gardening activities, now is also a great time to prune trees, and we've got lots of great tips for caring for houseplants this time of year as well. All of that can be found on the Iowa State University Extension website. The Horticulture Frequently Asked Questions is a searchable database of all sorts of things. You can also find a whole bunch of free downloads, PDFs, on the ISU Extension store related to gardening, seed starting, pruning, and more. As always, for more information on upcoming events and activities here in Cass County, check out our Cass County Extension website, follow us on Facebook, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.